Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, men and women of all ages, coming live to you from the Mr. Nice Guy Studios in the Gettysburg Graveyard. This is the Night Shift. Time to tune your dial to the station and make you smile. WMNG, Mr. Night Guy Radio, the Night Shift with Guy Nice. I'm your host. That's me. We're here every Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're sponsored and brought to you by your friendly neighborhood, Mr. Nice Guy. You can find Mr. Nice Guy on Twitter at Mr. _ Nice Guy Tees. You can also find Mr. Nice Guy on Instagram at Mr. Nice Guy Tees. The link for the online store is squareup.com/market/MNG Tees. Make sure you check that out. Enter your promo code Guy Night. Get your special little discount. Also show your support for the show so we get some more time on the air here with you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Shout out to everybody in the Nice Guy Nation. Shout out to everybody in Radio Land. 516-418-5813. You out there on the grind, take the time, get on the line. 516-418-5813. That's at work check-in. We here getting it like you getting it. And also, you out there listening to the crazy shit I be saying. You want to get on the radio and talk to me about it. Or you got a question for your host, Guy Nice. That's me, the Night Shift. We here live from the graveyard tonight. Starting out with my man Fife, rest in peace Fife, hip hop legend, you know what I'm saying, dead at 45. They later released that he died of diabetes complications. I'm not really sure, they ain't really great details, so he died from diabetes, you know what I'm saying. You know, hip hop legend, rest in peace, you know what I'm saying. It's a moment of silence for Fife. All right, you know what I'm saying, he joins Lamar Dom. Letting them make in the Gettysburg Graveyard here at the Night Shift. Yeah, I want to talk about Cat Williams, bro. Like, again, my man Cat Williams, like, yo, I know y'all, I hope y'all seen the video. I hope that you did not look at it be just because it was some old Cat Williams shit, man. I hope you clicked on the video. Because at this point, like, I'm following Cat Williams. Cat Williams doing way too much right now. It's a whole lot of shit going on. My man, he in trouble. We need help, Cat Williams. Hashtag help, Cat Williams. Let's start it. Let's get the movement jumping, man. Y'all really fuck with Cat. Let's get them together, Brett. I'll tell you what happened in case you didn't see the video. In the video, like he's in the neighborhood. He chilling, a bunch of kids and shit. And he talk in the beginning of the video. He like talking, and he say something to the kid, and then the kid look away and he punch him. You know what I'm saying? And then after that, they wrestling, and little buddy get him down, and he choke him out. You know, Cat Williams was fucked up. You know what I'm saying? He was fucked up, bro. You know what I'm saying? And I've seen reports that this kid is a seventh grader and shit. He's, you know, a middle schooler. I'm not even making that shit up, bro. There's no sticky stat. I've seen a report. I can give you a reputable news source, but I ain't got to. This is Night Shift, bitch. You know what's up. Google that shit if you don't believe me. But, They said the kid was a seventh grader, and the kid whooped his ass, bro. That's 100. The kid whooped his ass. Why he punched the kid, I got no idea, bro. I seen him punch the kid. And then, you know, who it was last? Last, it was this trash shit with this chick, fat chick who said she went over his apartment back in 2008 or some shit, and some crazy shit was going on. Say he had some witches in there and shit. Somebody punched in the face. I want to say Cat Williams punched in the face. I might be making that up. I don't know. Fact check me if you want to. Somebody punched in the face. Then you got the shit with the pool stove where he punched Buddy in the face. And then I just found out, because I was looking this shit up now, I just found out like 2 days before that he got fucked up in Atlanta too for punching somebody else in the face, allegedly. You know what I'm saying? So, like, we talking about maybe 6 weeks he done punched at least 4 people in the face. Nah, hey, yo, the concert. I skipped the concert. He was at the concert in Philly right around the corner from where we at now, the Gettysburg Graveyard, Mr. Night Guy Studio. And fucking around and got his ass whooped in. He ran up on, like, I don't know. People saying that Cat Williams on drugs and shit, you know, for one. He saying some shit like, how the community gonna let this broke ass kid do something to a celebrity in their neighborhood? And he's sitting on the ground after he just got choked out and shit. You know what I'm saying? Talking crazy. Like, you punched that kid, I saw you punch him. I ain't seen him punch you, I saw him choke your ass out though. Pimp down. you should have came with it, man. Turn it into a skit, dog. Go with it. I'm telling you, bro, you tripping. Something wrong with my man, Cat Williams, bro. If you're part of the movement, I want to see it, man. I want to see it somewhere on your wall, motherfucker. Hashtag help Cat Williams. You know what I mean? Put that shit out of your social media, dog. Let's try to help Cat Williams, bro. I don't really think he was so funny. He had a little thing. It was cool for a minute. But that's the thing with gimmicky shit. It only lasts so long. But anyway, I ain't concerned about his career. I just want to get the man together. If he is on some drugs, let's get him straight. Send him to rehab and shit. Cat Williams to rehab. Or, I feel like, yo, soon Cat Williams going to be dead, man. He's going to be right here with us. Me, Lamar Donald in the back and Fight Dog right here smoking that crazy pressure. He's going to be right here with us on the night shift. Not too much longer, bro. You can go on the conspiracy end because, you know, Cat Williams, I've seen time. I've seen clips of him saying some real shit, you know, about the industry and about the insides of the game. Because you got to think at one point in time, Cat Williams was doing a lot of shit. He got super big, super fat, and he was in a lot of places. And then he disappeared. And now he back and he on some crazy shit. He out here on some fucked up shit. He looking fucked up. I watch the video where he talking in the interviews. He looking fucked up. I can't say he on no drug. I ain't saying that. I don't want to press no allegations on the dude. But he looking fucked up. His mind ain't in the right place. I know that for sure, man. He might not be smoking that shit like you talking. You know what I'm saying? That ain't no fuck it you got going on, bro. That's not what it is. And you really going to be taking the hit of this shit called death 2 times. Puff up pad, keep it going. Rotation strong around here. Yeah, man. Hashtag help Cat Williams, man. Trying to do that. See what we can put together, man. Start a GoFundMe for Cat Williams. Get you back on your feet, dog. You're trying to have a fucking intervention for Cat Williams. Get his family together. Some of his greatest fans. And we'll be there. And Mr. Nice Guy family. We'll be there, dog. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? Cat Williams, tighten up, bro. Hashtag help Cat Williams, dog. Holler at me. Y'all night, 516-418-5813. That's 516-418-5813. I'm right. Chill, man. Come on, get on the show. Sit down and talk to me, dog. We'll straighten you out. It's a therapy session, man. If y'all out there, you want to get on the line, too, holler at your boy. You know what I'm saying? Switch one more time. I'll come home the other night, right? And I hate to kill anything. I don't like squash balls or nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hate to kill anything, bro. I'm not trying to do that. Unless, you know, we killing this and we taking the meat. Like, we, you know, using this for sustenance, whatever. But even that, I hate to do. You know what I mean? I hate that life gotta diminish for us to thrive. Maybe it don't, though, but that's another time for another show. But I'm driving and shit, and you know, everybody who drive done hit something. You know what I mean? I know what y'all thinking. I know what y'all think they're going with. Everybody that drive, I don't give a fuck how long you been driving. Everybody that drive done hit something. You know what I mean? So I try my best, you know. Look out on the road. I ain't trying to run over no animals. I don't give a fuck if it's a possum. Possum, I might swerve him a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Try to scare him, but it might not scare him. Might nick him a little bit. But I try not to do nothing, bro. I try not to hit nothing. I don't want to hit nothing. I'm trying to let you live too. But it was a fucking rabbit, right? And I seen the same motherfucker the night before. But he was cool. He just hopped across the street, kept it moving. Bet. Appreciate it. All right. Everybody have a good night. Nah. This night, he want to play games and shit, man. He going. Then he ain't going. And I'm riding, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't smashing, but I'm kind of, you know, I'm whipping. You know what I'm saying? For those of y'all not familiar with the vernacular, that means that I'm driving at a moderate rate of speed. Don't worry, we translate. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. So what? I'm coming out the street, and I'm coming down the street, and the motherfucker's trying to cross the street. He go the other way, then he come back at the last minute, bro. And I slowed down and everything, tried to dodge him, and then boom, caught him, bro. Damn, I feel bad. I look in the rear view, you know, the little side view mirror and shit, and the motherfucker's like, he ain't even dead, man. His back legs is fucked up, and he's kind of like crawl hopping and shit. You know what I'm saying? Fucked up, dog. I'm on the phone with my wife. I'm like, yo, shit, man, I just hit a rabbit and shit, bro. Like, it's fucked up. It's terrible and shit. You know what I mean? I felt like, damn, you know, I hate for motherfucking suffer. I go back. I want to bury him and shit. Like, I'm going through all this shit. I'm trying to get to the house now. Like, man, damn, I'd hit this rabbit and shit. All right, so fast forward. My wife feel bad too, cause my wife hate to eat anything, bro. Like, she freaked the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? You run over square, she freaked the fuck out. Like, what's out of it? Maybe it's just me. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it's just me, bro. I don't know. But the other guy said you don't bury roadkill. You don't eat it either, though, bro. You don't eat it either, though. I mean, you know what I mean? I ain't feel like he was roadkill, but he was still alive, man. That shit was fucked up. So, today, me and my wife, you know what I'm saying? I skipped the part about the square. I just, you know what I mean? Forget I killed anything else. But you know, you done drove. You drive, motherfucker. You done hit something. Fuck you. You flexing. One time around with cuz off that way. Is it fucked up that I'm laughing about this shit? I don't think it's fucked up, dog. Shit be happening, man. It ain't my fault. I just be there. You know what I'm saying? But, sorry, y'all. Get my lungs together. But, yo, so you know what I'm saying? I fuck around here the rabbit. Today I'm in the car with my wife, right? We riding the shit. And she talking and shit. She like, she been in a real good mood all day in that cool lounge. But I like that. You know, we vibe. We having a good day. We chilling. You know what I'm saying? We're going to see our girls and shit. And she talking shit. She like, yeah, did you hear? Did you hear that he's missing? I'm like, who? Who missing? You know, what you telling her? Like, yeah, a lot of people say he missing. You ain't anybody. Nah, who missing? The Easter Bunny missing. All right, man, whatever. Who gives a fuck what you talking about? You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, I destroyed that shit all. He's talking Easter Bunny shit, man. I ain't like, whatever, cuz. Fuck you talking about? You know what I'm saying? We riding out right now. Talking shit, bro. She come at ladies like, yeah, you know, Easter Bunny missing. I hear that you killed him. What the fuck? You crazy? What the fuck? I said, this woman is a sick motherfucking dog. You been sitting flat on it. You know I feel bad, right? Because you're on the phone talking to me while this happened. You know I feel bad. And you feel bad, right? You supposed to feel bad. You said you felt bad. You gonna turn to me talking about, I heard you killed the Easter Bunny shot. That's terrible, man. This is a crazy person, but it's shit like that. Like, yeah, that's why I fuck with you. I'm crazy too. That's why I fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have good people like that in your life, man. Shout out to Mrs. Guy Nice. You know what I'm saying? That was a very good joke. Her jokes ain't always so great. If you know that she can be funny, but that joke ain't the greatest. But that's a good joke. Say, all right, I see you, motherfucker. That's fucked up. Hell yeah. You get some motherfucking people on the line, man. Yo, you're on the line with God Knight. What's on your mind?
Man, nothing. What's happening, God Knight?
What's happening? Other guy, what's up?
Man, bro, so you're going to kill the Easter Bunny, huh?
Oh, man, fuck you. I ain't trying to hear that.
Man, that fucked up, Shelly. You got to be more careful out there, man.
Man, yeah, that's what that, yeah, I did take that from it. Yeah, I need to slow down, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, no.
Like,
so, yo, man, R.I.P. Easter Bunny, yo. You know what I'm saying? I need the Undertaker music tonight, man. I need the bell, dong. You know what I'm saying? I got me. I'm the collector tonight. I'm collecting bodies, for real. I got the Easter Bunny. I got Cat Williams. I got Lamar down in the Mickey. Fife Dog in here with us.
Yo, that shit funny too, cause I was listening to your boy Charlemagne this morning, and he gave him Donkey of the Day. He described the whole situation and shit, and he kind of played the audio from it, cause you know it was on the radio and shit, and it sounded like Cat Williams got his ass whooped, bro.
Yeah, he did. Yo, you should see the video, man. He did. He got choked out, bro. It's bad. And it was a kid too. He was a kid,
yeah,
bro.
That's what's up with your man, sir.
And he felt like, and it seemed like he felt like, why ain't nobody help me? You know what I'm saying? Why ain't nobody help me?
You're a fucking kid, cuz. Like, why the fuck should I have to help you? And it's a little kid. You stole on him first. You the one that swung on.
For real.
They giving the kid mad props, though, talking about how, you know, Cat Williams couldn't even knock him out and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to the kid. Can take a punch.
Yeah, whatever. It's Cat Williams, though. That kid's bigger than Cat Williams on the real. But anyway, I ain't even gonna do it like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not defending it. Yeah, smoking that pressure. Yep. Sounds like
it.
Get ready for the OK Google Olympic Games. Boy, I had the Gonzo smoking contest. You better get tight. I know Cuzzo, man. Okay. Iron Lung. Fucking, that's the only motherfucker I got to worry about. The only motherfucker I got to worry about, dog. Motherfucker. So I got a note here that you want to talk about Fuller House, though.
Oh, yeah, man. So you need to send the Easter Bunny, the bunny that you killed, over there to DJ Tanner, shouting. DJ Tanner will fix that fucking bunny right up, cuz.
And then he trying to come back with the funny shit. Yeah.
Fix his legs right up, bro. Make that motherfucker look like a cockroach.
All right. Mm-hmm. And then we'll put it inside Smokey Bones restaurant. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Whatever. R.I.P. Smokey Bones. Appreciate the other guy for being on the show with your motherfucking folk guy night. You know what I'm saying? With your fuck shit. More of this Easter Bunny bullshit. I ain't trying to be guy night, but he's going to kill a man. Y'all can't put that on me, dog. I'm sorry I hit a rabbit. It was just a rabbit, though, dog. It wasn't the Easter Bunny. Don't be lying to your fucking kids. You know what I'm saying? Trying to make me seem like I'm a terrible person. Fuck you. Had to help Cat Williams. What's up, man? You on the line with Guy Knight. What's on your mind?
What's going on, Guy Knight, man? Why you do that to the rabbit, bro?
Here we go, man. Oh, everybody gonna be on this shit?
Why you ain't go back and put him out his misery? You just made him easy prey.
Yeah. See, I'm about to do that, man. But you know. I was putting a lot of energy into it, dog. And then I had to deal with the fact that I killed him, bro. Now I could be a coward.
Now
that his that shit, you know what I'm saying?
Now that his legs don't work, though, man, he ain't even going to get ate by an eagle. You know what I'm saying?
No,
he did, bro.
He carcass. Oh yeah, his carcass was almost gone in there today. Like, ain't no remnants left. He gone, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, he got ate by crows and shit. Yeah.
Oh, somebody took care of that. I don't know one of the neighbors might scoop him up, man. This little dude be walking around here. I don't know, man.
He couldn't run no more. He probably got ate by like a hummingbird or some shit.
It was warm outside, but he might got a fire pit, so he just went out there and rotisserie.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you could have fed a brother. So hey, look at it from that side too. True and deep. But
you never know. Either way, it would be a win if it came, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, back to the earth or somebody's stomach or something. But man, I seen that Cat Williams video, man. I seen it from the beginning, man. And
Okay.
Little dude was pressed up on Cat Williams for some reason.
Yeah.
For some reason, because you heard a chick say, "Why you all in his face?" or something. And then Cat Williams said something about basketball. We could play basketball, or, and then just stuck in and shit with a little get out my face punch and shit.
Yeah.
The next thing you know, little dude had him restrained and shit.
Yeah, he don't restrain him. He was fucked up, cuz. And that is a catch.
Nah, he wasn't choking him out, cuz Cat Williams was still talking. Cat Williams, like, well, yeah, you gonna do that little boy?
He was fucked up.
He was out of breath.
Yeah, he couldn't even stand up with the little kid on his back, right? You know what I'm saying? Kid.
Well, I still commend the little dude, man, because little dude could have swung on him and shit.
Yep.
But little dude even had more strength than Cat Williams. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Which is wild. You know what I'm saying?
But he knew he was going to be a celebrity now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. But you think about it, though, he'd have been a more of a celebrity if he had knocked Cat Williams out and shit. You know what I'm saying?
It's the same thing, man.
But
he
ain't
even.
Nah.
It's the same thing.
If he would have KO'd Cat Williams, he would have KO'd Cat Williams. It would be a much bigger story, cuz. If
he
would have KO'd Cat
Williams.
Straight up. Straight up.
If he not got Cat Williams, sound great enough to Cat Williams. Nah, me.
Yeah, but I'm gonna roll with you on the hashtag. I'm gonna put it out there, you know, hashtag fuck Cat Williams. You know what I'm saying?
Terrible.
What was the hashtag?
Help, man. Help Cat Williams, man. Damn,
help
man.
Cat Williams.
Damn.
Oh.
Way left. Damn.
Oh,
Cat Williams.
I
guess there's another way to go, ladies and gentlemen. So there you have it. We have the Cupini campaigns here. You be the judge, ladies and gentlemen. Hashtag help Cat Williams. Hashtag fuck Cat Williams. Let me get your votes, man. Let's get them in. Get them in now.
Hey, man, it's funny to me.
look. You feel like one reason. You feel like let's speculate on why the kid was in his face. You think Cat Williams said some crazy shit, or you think the kid just knew he was gonna be a celebrity these days?
Yeah, he might. I mean, that's true. He might have been just trying him. Like, I know if I fuck with Cat Williams, he gonna do something erratic. His past behavior has proved that. And shit, little dude might get paid. He might not just be a celebrity, but he might get paid.
Yeah, that's for real.
Cause I mean, shit, if he press charges, that's, you know, that's what's his name. That's, you know, assaulting a minor, cuz.
Mm-hmm.
So. He can press.
Yeah,
he can press. Yeah. Cat Williams talk about he got all that money. Dude can press him. Like, look, I ain't going to press charges. You give me a couple hundred stacks. You know what I mean? Settle out of court.
I seen there was a video of Kevin Hart clowning him, though. I ain't see it, but I seen it was there. You saw that?
Nah, I didn't even see that.
I didn't even know that. They got their little feud going on or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Well, Cat Williams came back and apologized to Kevin Hart, though.
Oh, yeah.
On the big figure
right.
Show. Shit.
Sound about right. Sound great is choking you out. I think Kevin Hart might fuck you up now. You know what I'm saying?
I've been thought that. I've been thought that. I seen a video with Kevin Hart and Ice Cube went and visited Cam Newton, and then Kevin Hart pushed 225 up three times on the bench press.
Okay.
So
right.
Kevin Hart ain't no weak dude.
He got the midget muscle, but he got the midget muscle.
Yeah, you know,
tell
he's more compact.
Muscle.
Yeah. His shit is all pushed together.
Yeah. Midget muscle multiplied by muscle milk.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
Another time, Mr. Muscle, you might got nice one for you.
He a little dude, so automatically when his arms start getting weak, it take energy from his legs and shit and help him continue. He got all the energy that kicks for him and shit.
You little motherfucker strong as fuck, good. Shit,
straight
out
up
here, man. Hell yeah, man. Shout out to Von Hinden, man. Wolfgang, check him in. Always a pleasure to have you here, man. Moving along. You on the line with God Knight. What's on your mind?
What's up, Elmer Fudd?
Yeah, yeah. What?
man. What's up, man?
You finally got him, didn't you?
Yeah, man. Eric Nye's Bud Bunny. I'm just a rabbit killer. God, nice rabbit killer. Ended up all the murders.
Let me ask you this question, too, about Kevin Hart, boy, about your boy, man, Cat Williams, man. Let me ask you a question about him, man. Would you feel better when he got more props if he would have won, Charlie?
No. Hell no.
He was in a lose-lose situation.
Yeah, but come on, man. What the fuck? Leave, son. You're a grown man. What the fuck, man? It's a kid. You know
And he bapped the hell out of that little boy.
Yeah, bro. For real. Like,
but then he got caught with the rear naked shirt.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? He wasn't ready, bro. The Kevin Hart need to jump in right there. No, I wasn't ready. tag him in, motherfucker. You don't need too many comedians to take this kid.
I'm telling you.
Team up for this seventh grader, man. He's a mega seventh grader.
But you know,
watch out.
To be on Cat Williams' side, man, that little nigga was big as hell to be 15.
Stupid. It was stupid.
Maybe Cat Williams
is little as hell to be
a
grown
ass
man.
No, that was a big ass little kid.
Yeah, he was a big kid. You ain't lying.
That kid was like 190, 180.
Just been a man, walk away, bro. Like, hey, bro, it's a kid. Treat him like a kid. What the fuck you doing out here? You know what I mean? Like, bro.
That nigga popped.
Yeah. Like, what's up?
I did not see that shit coming, dog.
No, it was terrible, bro.
Just
about
the little nigga.
Yeah, quick fad, bro. Quick fad, like, what's up?
That's your man.
Hey, man.
That's your man.
Help Cat Williams, dog. You know what I'm saying? He ain't my man, but shit, I feel like this is a tragic situation, bro. Let's try to help this man before this shit get too far out of hand. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think he's going to end up dead,
with
too,
that? I'm telling you, man, people ain't down with that because we love to talk about the motherfucker after they die. You know what I'm saying? We love to be like, oh, man, we love him. He was such a great celebrity and shit, but we talk bad about you while you're here. Let's not do that, bro. You're like, let's get on this train right now. Try to help this dude out, man. He need help. Can't nobody say he don't need help. That argument ain't here, right? Nobody arguing that, right?
No argument needed.
Man, what's up? So let's
he's screaming for it, man.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to help him, but I know we need to help him. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get everybody band together, cuz, then we see what the fuck
we can
do for him, bro.
I think that, you know what? You know, I think that's out of our hands. That's really out of Mr. Nice Guy's hands because he might get put in a worse situation.
It might be, man. It might be true, man. But, you know what I'm saying? I just want to help the dude. You know what I'm saying?
I don't see him bapping us. It ain't going to be no rear naked choke, nigga.
No.
It's going to be a knockout.
You know what I'm saying? You going night-night, cuz. You know what I'm saying? You ready to go night-night? Yeah, you're going to be
night-night.
We're going to bring Kevin Hart. You know what I'm saying? And Jackie Chan.
Tell me.
That's our crew now, motherfucker. Shit. You ready to go night-night? My daddy want to call a bullet.
He going to be a type going to try to punch your ass and be like, oh, I'm sorry. No, nigga.
Nah, yeah, man. Steel, motherfucking Tony Stark, boy. Get your shit together. Iron Man. The Avengers around this motherfucker, man. Appreciate y'all tuning in, man. It's been another edition of The Night Shift. I am your host, Guy Nice. We're here every Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11:30 p.m. Shout out to Cuzzle the Collector. Appreciate you being here, man. Von Hemming, King Von Hemming, Wolfgang checking in. Shout out to the other guy, everybody in the Mr. Night Guy family, the Nice Guy Nation, man. Appreciate your love and support. Till the next time, I'll see you on the other side. It's gonna be some sweet love.